I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Supreme Court will examine critical religious matters on Monday, May 8. Voice of the Martyrs Canada partners Sushil George says,
"The tussle is between the constitutional rights and laws and the new legislative laws which has been imposed by the Hindutva force."
George doesn't expect a final decision during the May 8 hearing, but
"We are praying that at the end they are going to give in favor to us. The Supreme Court's trend is favoring religious freedom."
Pray that when the time comes, the Supreme Court will rule in favor of religious freedom. Persecution is ongoing and violent nationwide.
Christians are very much frightened now because a lot of the churches have been forced to close down.
And the military junta currently ruling Myanmar has extended the nation's state of emergency for another 6 months. Since the 2021 military coup, the country's been in turmoil with increasing pressure to implement a Buddhist nationalist agenda. Yet there's a picture of hope forming against this backdrop. We get more from MNN's Lindsay Koh.
Desperation in Myanmar is growing, and the number of displaced people went above 1 million for the first time ever last year, and is growing. Despite violence and warfare all around them, native Christian workers helped by Christian Aid Mission are in one of the worst hit areas, risking their lives to help meet needs. In one area, workers organized a 3-day evangelistic camp among the internally displaced. People are more interested in the gospel than before the coup, with dozens coming to hear the message. Pray that these seeds of the gospel take root. For Mission Network News, I'm Lindsay Koh.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.